The following episode of The Drop-In is brought to you by Spoke, a new free listening app from SiriusXM.
The following is an at-will presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Drop-In with Will Malnati.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Drop-In, Season 3, Episode 3. There's got to be some good luck in there somewhere. I went to Chicago, went home for a little bit a few weeks ago, and I said, hey family, what are we doing today? And my family said, we're going to none other than Costco. You ever been to Costco? Do you know what Costco is? Costco, if you don't know what it is a place that families from the Midwest go to overindulge. I think that's the best way to describe it. But this was like a big event for the day. It was like everyone stop what they're doing. We're getting in the car and going to Costco, where you can buy 1,000 TVs or you can buy 1,000 pounds of beef jerky. This is what really happens in this place. It's like a warehouse, 100,000, 200,000 square feet, and you buy stuff in bulk. I went in there and there was like there was fresh lobster on ice. So it was like the smell of fish. And then right next to it, like two steps away from the fresh lobster, there's iPhones, new iPhones. You can buy the iPhones and then you can pick up a lobster on your way out, I guess, and go cook it. It was crazy. And then I went and they're selling hot dogs right there. And right next to the hot dogs is like gardening equipment. You know, just in case you ever get hungry while you're looking for a hoe. That's what it's called. I'm not making this up. I couldn't think of anything else of gardening equipment because, well, I'm not a gardener. Summertime, though, does remind me of gardening. I was at a restaurant the other day of my friend's. He opened it, if you're ever in New York, in the West Village. It's called 33 Greenwich. That's right. It's Greenwich, not Greenwich. A lot of people get confused by that, especially if they're visiting. Anyway, 33 Greenwich, I'm sitting there outside, lovely day, and I say to my buddy, who are all these 6-foot-tall girls sitting over there in the corner? He said, oh, models. They're models. Nina Adgal. Like, I was supposed to know who this is. Well, anyways, I Googled, I found out this is, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio's ex, 6-foot-tall Nina Adgal. And I'm like, wow, yeah, she's very pretty. But it got me thinking, it's like, how does one enter into this career path of being a model? It's one thing to be a female model, but especially the male model. Like, how does that work? I'm really trying to figure out what the thought process is that goes into, I'm going to become a model, that's going to be my career. You're like on your way to a job interview at Chase Bank to be a teller. And on your way there, you catch a glimpse of yourself, and you're like, wait a second, maybe I shouldn't be going on this interview. I think there's other things in store for me. I'm gonna be a model. Let's be beautiful. Let's just do it. Let's just forget everything else, and let's be beautiful forever. It doesn't last forever. Neither does the summer. Summer's winding down. Drop-In is here. New episode, and today we have a very special guest, a guest who I did not know until he walked into our studio, J.R. Bourne. What a great guy. He is an extremely good-looking gentleman, and I don't necessarily like gentlemen in that way, but he's a good-looking guy, and he is in two shows right now. He's a switch hitter. Number one, Teen Wolf, the last season. And the number two show, the show that just came out, Somewhere Between. You can see it on ABC. Go check it out. It's him and Paula Patton, who's an amazing actress in her own right. We are so excited to have him here today. Let's go. As I age, mm-hmm. Now that I'm seeing you in person, you're my inspiration. And you guys don't see this right now, but he is like the definition of aged like a fine wine.
That's amazing.
I'm serious.
I will accept that. I don't always feel like it.
Are you single?
I am, which is, it's sad, isn't it?
Wait, you're not trying to be?
That's a really good question. I guess maybe I do work at it.
You work at trying to be single, yeah.
I work at staying single, perhaps, maybe.
Okay,
a little
well, that's
too
a
much.
Different thing.
It is.
There's one or the other. Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm really not looking for anything serious. Or there's like the, I do want something, but I'm going to screw this up and then ultimately maybe do.
Okay, well, yeah, listen, I like that.
Yeah.
There's some,
like, can we just dive right in?
I'm completely, you know who I was just having this conversation with? My 18-year-old niece.
She might have good advice.
She just broke.
Someone's heart?
Oh, my God. Oh. Her father, her sister, I mean her mother, you know, they called me from the airport when they dropped the girls at the airport and they flew in today. And they read me the text, Shane, because they helped. Like, I feel so bad for the kid, for the guy. Oh. His heart is broken.
And you can just read it through the text.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she have to
break
up?
Because
what was like the final straw?
She has so there was no final straw. They went on two dates, and she's like, he's lovely. He's so.
But
she's so focused on the things that she wants to accomplish and the things that she wants to do.
It's very mature. It's a very mature outlook to have. At 18, mm-hmm. I was probably just a terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
And that was until like last year.
Exactly.
Or maybe it's still going. I'm just in denial.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah. So you kind of wanted to, on the side, reach out to this kid and be like, hey, it gets better.
Well, seriously, I was like, show me his Instagram. Let me just DM on the side and be like, dude, trust me, I get it. It's okay.
Yeah. It gets so much better than this.
Well, the truth is I don't know that it does, though. I get a little focused on work as well. I think coming back to why I bring her up is that's what I think I am around relationships as well. I get a little like, this is more my focus right now.
And right now might be forever.
Yeah. Well, that's sad.
It's dark.
Tell them about the single tear dripping down my cheek right now, Will.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's actually two tears now, one in each eye. So what does she do that she's focused so much at 18? Getting into college, or is she going to college, or
she is she's homeschooled. She has cystic fibrosis.
Okay,
and so that
this is okay. So first of all, and then you can talk about that as well. But this is why JR is very involved and active in this in cystic fibrosis charity work, and you do a lot of. Do you want to just talk about it for a second?
Well, she was born 18 years ago, and we started. Her mother, my sister, wrote a book, and funds went to the foundation. And then Stargate fans, you know, 17, 16 years ago, turned out to be crazy supportive and helped us raise probably, you know, about $250,000 over, you know, a few years. And then that has just kept going, obviously. And she is ridiculously healthy, and she was ranked in one of the top three, you know, dancers in North America. She's just accomplished, and she is a source of inspiration to me. And now her and her twin sisters are on the final draft of their first novel.
Come on.
I'm not kidding you, Will.
Hold on. These are triplets?
Yeah. So, no, Maddie's 18, and the twins, Ava and Al, are 14.
And they wrote a book.
They've been writing a novel for the last year and a half, 2 years. And one writes a bit and then passes it on to the next. She then looks at what was written and then continues the story, then passes it on to the third. They double check what the last two wrote and then continue. And this is what they've been doing for, yeah. And
so I was joking earlier when I said we should have them on the show, but actually now I think we might.
It would be way more interesting than me. I mean.
I'm not jumping
I'm
to
single,
that.
I'm single. I'm crying. I'm sad.
What else? Can this go any worse? Yeah. Let's get them in for a little positivity.
Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah. Massive. Massive. They all three really, I'm not kidding when I say that they are sources of inspiration to me. So they're doing that. Plus, she has a movement that she launched to try to draw like-minded youth together so that they can help, you know, gear their generation in the right direction to make the changes that need to be made in the world. I'm not kidding you.
Who is her mother?
Her mother is my sister, Kim.
And she's just got to be.
She's an entrepreneur, and she's a, you know, she has a campaign called I Believe she's amazing, and she speaks for women's rights and empowering, and she,
So there you go.
Yeah. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
But it's great that it doesn't.
And then their uncle's just an actor.
Yeah, just this guy sitting
single,
across from me.
Crying. Just
remember that. Yeah.
It's never stops crying.
It's pretty dim in here. So, okay, born and raised in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you in Toronto for until you broke out of there? Or are you still there?
Nope.
Okay.
We left first few years back and forth to Barbados a lot because our family's from Barbados. And then we did a little stint in Calgary. And then I did Vancouver for 10 years and then moved to Los Angeles about 12 years mm-hmm. ago.
12 years?
Mm-hmm. Los Angeles for the last 11, 12 years.
Okay. I'm going to Toronto.
Oh, nice. Not your
first time.
Are you serious?
First time, next week.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Oh, that's windy there.
Yes, it is. By the way, your voice is perfect for this right now. Do you do voiceover work?
No.
You could be the guy who smoked 16,000 cigarettes and then
buried
a man.
Do you know that I was teased as a child, like my whole childhood, for having like this deep, raspy?
You had this always?
Yeah. They used to tease me and say that I wasn't a frog. They used to tease and say I had something stuck in my voice. I was teased all throughout my childhood because I had this raspy, you know, deep, weird little voice for an...
What's happening now? You're
no,
just
I'm
going
emotional.
Through... This is No. I thought it was like the
regression.
Yeah, exactly. You were going back through puberty.
Mm-hmm.
So you had this deep voice, though, even before puberty?
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't – it didn't sound like this. I think it sounded –
If it did, that would be
that'd
really
be weird,
amazing.
Right? I'd be like, I remember my first girlfriend in fifth grade, Catherine Lang, and her mother has recently – because I stayed in touch with them. Her mother recently told me, I used to love it when you'd call the house and ask for Catherine. And I can only imagine in fifth grade, I remember myself sounding like, you know, hey, is Catherine there? Like, I think I sounded like, you know.
Like a young pirate. A pirate in training.
A young pirate. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so nothing's changed. Now it's just gotten deeper.
Yeah, I guess it's just gotten deeper.
But are you a smoker? No.
I do indulge in American spirits.
Okay.
Yeah.
But actually, when you say American spirits, it almost sounds like it's an American spirit.
Nationalistic. Well, there's an Indian shaman on the cover of the pack. I mean.
How bad could it be? We're talking about natural
I feel like
substance.
I feel like I'm.
Okay. But that helps with the voice, is what I'm saying. It may not help in any other ways, but with the voice, it definitely helps. And this show is probably going to. Gonna go off the charts just because of your voice.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, well, I need to figure out what to do when I'm there. We can talk about that offline, but I need to figure that out.
Toronto.
ASAP.
Okay, when are you going?
Next week.
Oh, yeah, I won't be there. Toronto, okay.
I need to know like how to speak to the locals. I need to know how to sound like I'm not, you know, from New York. Mm-hmm. Probably I need to figure out how to dress.
This is good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is good. This is great.
Okay.
I want to pull that off more.
You gotta say
and
what
I don't.
It is.
No, I don't want them to know. I want them just to guess.
Very skinny jeans.
What am I
the
pointing
skinniest.
At? I wish I had that.
Yeah, the skinniest of jeans that is formed around my pacage. No, this
my
is
pacage.
This is actually he's referring to a short sleeve button up that's a button to the.
To the top,
to
which
the
I really like that. And every time I think I want to pull it off, by the time I get in the car or by the time I get on a bike or whatever, I unbutton it.
You unbutton one. It's just too much.
Why, though? Why won't I commit to that?
You have to commit. You know what it is? I think you need to start. You know like a chambray? Come on. You know what that is, right? You're just making me sound like an asshole right now. Okay. Well, a chambray. I'm actually annoyed that I know what that is. It's, you know, for anyone who isn't an asshole, it's a jean, like a denim,
amazing.
A denim shirt, a denim long shirt. But I feel like it's casual enough to do this with as a starter.
I see what you're saying.
As a starter button up.
You know what I will do it with? I'll do it with my red and black plaid.
Yeah, that's
heavy
another.
Wool that
sure.
When I'm on the motorcycle, I will do that.
Yeah, okay.
But I would like to do it with shirts like what you have on.
Okay.
Which
well,
is a Hawaiian plaid.
Send me. Shut up. It's not. It's a plain. Oh God, we're gonna take a picture. They'll have proof. but so that's a good starter method as well. Mm. But I feel like on a bike it might like choke you out or something. No, you'll be okay.
Yeah, no, it's good because on the Hollies, you know, it's nice and relaxed and chilled and leaning back. No, I'm not choking on.
Okay. Do you wear a helmet though, right?
I do wear a helmet.
Always.
Absolutely.
Have you ever not worn a helmet and it was
like down the drive around? You know, if I'm
around the bend.
Yeah, around the bend. You know, actually gonna say. Yeah, no, I always wear a helmet.
What were you going to do, a pirate?
I was going to do, exactly. That's exactly.
Around the barge?
Around the barge, yeah.
But have you never been in an accident, though, right?
I have not, knock on wood.
No, okay. You know, like a bad thing to ask, probably.
It isn't a bad thing because I think everyone thinks about this, but I'll tell you, Will, and I just talked about this.
In a PSA?
In a PSA. I did my own PSA, and I'll be launching it right before the new... No, I was just talking about this with... Where the heck was I before this?
Nowhere compares. So it doesn't matter.
It's true.
It's a blip.
It is just a blip. I had a feel... Years ago, I was walking to the bike, and I had this feeling in my gut, don't get on the bike.
Wow.
And it was such a strong, this is years ago, and it was such a strong, you know the feeling, you get that.
Of course, is that feeling in your gut, you got to listen to it sometimes.
And so strong. I turned around, went back in, got the car keys, left, dropped the helmet off, and took the car. Went the route that I was going to take. And when I got to La Brea and Beverly, there was a motorcycle down up against the lamppost.
Come on.
Paramedics were on. Everything was kind of coming in.
Body on the ground?
I didn't see the body, but I saw the bike, saw everybody around, saw the thing. Just had happened. And I look at that and go, that's an interesting sign. And then cut to another couple months later, happened again. And again, when the gut sort of feeling had, I was like, well, that last time. Did the same thing, took the car. Much further down the route that I would have taken on the motorcycle. Again, motorcycle in the middle of the intersection. I take those as huge, yes. So
mental,
you know, messages.
Absolutely.
So I'm not saying that is the only reason I haven't been in an accident, but I absolutely do listen to that. There are times that I'm on the bike and I get feelings like if I start thinking about anything, and I'm not shitting. If I start thinking about anything other than who's going to hit me, I pull off, I get off the bike, I have a smoke, and because when I'm on the bike, all I want to be thinking about is who's going to pull out, what intersection, whatever, and that's how I ride.
You're laser focused.
Yeah, and it actually zens me out. I love it. I have such road rage in the car, and on the bike, I'm just like...
Carefree.
So carefree.
Well, I'm happy to hear about both instances. Mm-hmm. Have you ever spoken about that before?
Just to friends, no, but never in this kind of a form.
Never to strangers.
No, and I've always been naked, which is weird. So this is the first time that I've clothes on.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But we can, I mean, actually, no, that's for a different show. I don't host that show.
What time is that
show? But it's
show
good to know. Yeah, okay, yeah, it's later tonight. It's in the same place. It's just not me. That's why I keep it buttoned up so high, my shirt. Because I know that I'm protected then. There's nothing could happen. You have to go too far to try to get that thing off. All right. So, but going back to this Toronto thing, I know a few phrases. My buddy is from Toronto. Mm-hmm. And so I know like mostly hockey phrases. Mm. You know, I don't call a hockey stick a stick. I call it a twig. And when a player shoots and it goes in, you put the biscuit in the basket. Do you know these phrases?
I do not.
What?
I'm a horrible Canadian.
Are you? You're not a hockey fan.
I'm not a hockey player.
A hockey.
I'm not. I don't. Okay. I don't speak French.
Oh, so what do you?
I'm a bad Canadian.
Yeah, that's like being a bad Jew.
But my family's from Barbados. My father was like every chance he could, he would get us out of the freaking country.
Okay.
And we'd go somewhere where there was an ocean. And
I can see that. By the way, he's very tan, ladies and gentlemen, which actually adds to my previous point about him aging like a fine wine. He has these piercing blue eyes. If I could, I might wear contacts when I get older because I have like somewhat green eyes. The blue ones are piercing. And also he's got some gray. I could go on. I could go on forever. But I'll show you guys a photo of it. He may or may not be clothed. Okay.
Well, those I have. Let me just forward them to you.
Yeah, that's easy. Oh, that's easy. We can get those up on the show notes.
Literally, my nieces, right before lunch, they said, can we, because they were trying to show me something with social media, and they said, do you mind if we go through your photos? And I went, sadly, you're absolutely fine to go through my photos.
I thought I was going the other way.
Oh, no. No. I was
sadly.
Like, yeah, you're absolutely fine. I
wish I could tell you that you can't look through my photos right now.
Yeah, not even like don't go, because
recently deleted.
Yeah, nothing. Anyhow.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. It again adds to the depth. Every Saturday, I have to do stuff. That's my one day that I can check things off the list. And Alyssa makes me do a lot of stuff too. So this segment is called Weekends with Will. Weekends with Will. Weekends with Will. Summertime is here, which means my weekend routine consists of three things. You guessed it, guys. Gym, tan, laundry. Like my favorite guys over in the Jersey Shore. I had my producer, Mitch, put together a list of the best places to get my chores done around the city. But I quickly found out that names can be deceiving. As more and more stores and restaurants try to stay trendy and clever and kitschy with their names. My first call was to try to find a new gym.
Good evening, Flex Muscles, 82nd Street. This is the address speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, is this Flex Muscles?
Yes, this is.
Hey, it's New Year's resolution time, so I'm just finally getting around to this stuff.
I'm sorry?
So, what time do you guys open in the morning? Because I have to be at work by like 9, like 9:15 the latest.
Are you meaning to call 82nd Street or 13th Street?
I don't know. Well, I live on the Upper East Side, so I figured this was the closest opportunity. I just want to make sure you guys like have this. Like, I used to go to a different place, and it wasn't great. You have a showers, I'm assuming, a sauna.
Flex Muscles. We this is a restaurant.
Oh wait, a what?
This is a restaurant.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I thought it was a gym because it's called Flex Muscles.
No. Sorry, man. This is a restaurant.
Okay, all right.
All right.
If you don't mind, can I still come work out there?
I'm sorry, sir. Not a gym. You can't come work out here. I'm sorry.
All right. I'm sorry. It was worth a try.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, so that didn't work out. The name is Flex Muscles. Doesn't it sound? It sounds like a gym. Apparently not. All I can get there is muscles and $15 a pot. Next up, tanning. I gotta hit the tanning bed, baby. I can't always go outside and get tan. I need somewhere to do it, artificially.
Hi,
is this Ten Tan?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Okay.
What are the different levels that you guys have? Because I know some places will let you go in the beds for like 8 minutes, and some places for 12.
Wait, what?
I want to go in the tanning bed for like 8 minutes or 10 minutes, probably, because I don't go tanning a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get really dark. My skin is usually like light. I'm not on the beach or at a pool very often, so I want to get pretty tan, but. This is like a 10-minute thing only, or can I do?
What do you want?
I'm saying I'll probably just do 8 minutes, not 10, for the tanning.
8 minutes, not 10. What 8 minutes, not 10?
For the tanning bed.
The tanning restaurant. You want to need water?
Just 8 minutes in one tanning salon, one bed. You. Ultraviolet. Hello?
Well. Still pale as a ghost, but at least I got 4 egg rolls and a nice bowl of lo mein. Next up, laundry. I got some dirty clothes and need some washing.
Thank you for calling the French Laundry. This is Iris.
Hey, how are you? Is this the French Laundry?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
I have skin allergies, so I just have a couple of quick questions. They used a fragrance last time that kind of like irritated my skin. So I wanted to make sure that if I do just like one load or something, it won't irritate it.
I'm so sorry. I'm not understanding the question.
Oh. I'm wondering if I do a quick drop off tonight, do you do 24-hour service?
For
the laundry. Oh, wait, what?
This is a restaurant only. We are not a laundry facility.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. All right, so my chores didn't work out the way I planned, so I just ordered delivery and sat on my couch. All right, that's it for Weekends with Will. Weekends with Will. Weekends with Will. Yeah! Nailed it. Your new show coming out in July.
July 24th.
Very excited about it.
Yeah, me too.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Very. How many episodes have you filmed?
We did 10 and that's it. That's
it's
it.
It's done.
Summer show, we wrapped on
summer
Friday.
Show, that's how it works. Yep. It's like a mid-season summer
right.
fling.
Yep. We wrapped Friday. We'll start airing July 24th, Monday nights.
Great.
Done.
Monday nights. I thought it was Sunday nights. They changed it.
That's Teen Wolf. Teen Wolf will be July 23rd on Sunday nights and somewhere
wow.
between is July 24th. And
so
nights.
I know what to do on Sundays and Mondays now because I was looking. I've been looking for like
Will.
Kind of new activities.
Thanks. Yep. Sunday, Monday.
And Teen Wolf, this is the last.
This is our last season
hurrah.
As well, last 10. I might have jumped the gun there. I'm pretty sure it's the 23rd, now that I've just done that.
It's all right. I can edit it. This isn't
okay,
live.
Okay, good. Will there be another voice gonna, that
yeah,
comes in?
28. It's like, who is that? That didn't sound like that. Because that's the other thing. I wouldn't be able to get any voice in here that could sound like yours. There would
that's
be
amazing.
No substitution. I'd 26.
Yeah, Teen Wolf will be.
It's 26.
Friday, July 29. Yeah.
It's a computer voice. 29.
Amazing.
Okay, so you're pumped. This is a good season coming up
it's
then
good
for you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of airtime,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Have you ever been in two shows at the same time?
Not like this, no. Not where they're going to run back to back for 10
it's like
weeks.
A threesome.
It's like a threesome. Oh. How fun are threesomes?
I don't know.
Oh, they're a lot
I'm
of fun.
I'm asking you. I don't know. They're a lot of fun? We're on air. This part, it's not being edited.
Wait.
Let me rewind. I said, how fun.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been on this show for how long now?
Which one?
This Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, we did 6 seasons.
You were in all of them.
See, I do speak French.
I don't speak French. But my Spanish is very, very solid. It is muy, muy solid. Okay, and
I've never laughed this much in an interview. My nose is running now, and I have this constant tears coming out of my eyes.
But that was from earlier.
It was from
tears.
Earlier.
Tears. Those were real.
Those
now
were
it's
real.
Just morphed into more laughter. So you have been on this thing for 6 years. I mean, that's a long time to be on anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a long time to be in a relationship, too.
Yeah.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some of the harder hitting stuff. Now
okay.
that we've been.
Oh boy, here we go.
What is the hardest decision you've ever had to make in your life?
Wow.
Bam!
Yeah. There are two that might come to my mind that are so polar opposite, Will, that I'm not even sure how comfortable I am because they are so polar opposite, but they are the first two that come to my mind.
Well, then just you can give one if you'd like.
How about this? I'm going to say this because I'm going to go.
Answer your question
I'm
with gonna, another question.
I'm going to answer
what?
Your question with an, and I'm going to pivot.
Okay, go.
The harder of the two, but why I'm going to go to that one is because it was the hardest decision or the hardest choice I've ever had to make. But when I look back now, ultimately, I would not have done a single thing different. I wouldn't have asked for any of it to have gone differently. And it was the hardest decision and the hardest journey that I've in my entire 47 years but I wouldn't
time,
change anything about
but
it
but at the time it was this agonizing thing that you were like I'm gonna maybe live to regret this or something.
It was never regretted. It was I really don't want to do this. This is not something I want to do. I would rather do this. I wish to God that I didn't have to, you know, this is what was the internal dialogue, but to everyone else around it was absolutely like I am so okay with this, and I'm absolutely fine with this. And this is, and then looking back, of course, I still feel like I wish I could have done the other thing, but I still do not regret it for a second, and wouldn't have changed anything about it. That looked like a very young Quentin Tarantino.
Was that your answer? I can't tell because you didn't actually say what it was.
I didn't know. Because it's
on purpose. Okay.
Well, because I didn't.
Theoretically, I guess kind of how you answered that. Theoretically, well, if there was a decision at some point in my life, I would have probably.
No, because.
That's what it sounded like.
You just said. It wasn't that.
I actually thought you were going to come back into it and be like, and what it was. By the way, we got some whiskey right here.
Seriously,
help.
Can you see me? I'm sorry. I've drank all my water, and now I'm like, where is the weed? because it is the darker of the two.
Okay.
I will tell you. My mother passed away,
okay. And
I went through that journey with her quite closely.
And this was how long ago?
1997, December 19th, and I went through it quite closely, and it was even the 6 months prior, because we found out, and then there was a whole journey, and living at an alternative mm-hmm. clinic and all of that. But ultimately, you know, that whole experience and very key moments that I'm speaking of, you know, like decisions in the moment, in the time of like, okay, I'm going to do this. Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. I wish that I could have just been a child and just, you know, had a tantrum and you know, kicked the walls and kicked people in their faces and, you know, whatever I could kick and say that this isn't going to happen. But that's not the role I took. I took a much more involved and calling the shots, and which is what my mother wanted. So right. I honored that.
Yeah.
And it's still to this day that's what I find so interesting, that it was the hardest, but I would not have changed it for anything.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good that you can think back on it and have that clarity and
yeah.
have that kind of
sense of acceptance of it.
Acceptance, exactly.
And I think it's okay to also want to change it as well. Not change it, but also still be okay with there's something about being positive and there's something about, you know, this is the energy I wish to put out and this is the intention I wish to put out. But I think there's also a really good balance to also being, we are a massively faulted human beings. We're faulted. And it's just impossible to be, I think, perfect or always doing the right thing.
Of course.
You know? That
look
would
at
be
us.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at me. Look closely into my eyes,
I have
Will.
Been this whole time. I can't stop. And now a word from our sponsors. Guys, have you heard of Spoke? It is a new app that curates playlists for you of podcasts that you like based on the things that you want to hear. These days, there's so many podcasts, it's hard to find exactly what you want to listen to. Spoke makes that easy for you. Go to hearspoke.com/atwill and start putting in your preferences. From there, you will be directed to a path that highlights all different types of podcasts surrounding what you like. Not only that, but they have highlights from the drop-in. Go to hearspoke.com/atwill and they have the highlights from each episode, the best portions of the show, and all the other shows from the At Will Network. If you like what you hear, you can join the conversation and leave a voice comment or send it to a friend on social media. That's right, hearspoke.com/atwill. Check it out now. So back to what all of the listeners of this show will be watching come July, which is somewhere in between. Wants to put that in there, but you can't.
Yeah, no, don't.
Somewhere Between on ABC with Paula Patton, who is kind of a ledge.
Like beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Human being.
Striking.
And
was, if you don't know who she is, you can obviously Google her. She was married to Robin Thicke.
Canadian.
Robin Thicke, another Canadian.
Yeah.
Wait, and then there's another Canadian in the show too.
Devon Sawa.
Who, by the way, I mean, growing up, he was a G. Like he was exactly who I wanted to be. Like hanging out in some of those films he was in Now and Then.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
I know. That video, the music video, the Eminem.
Unreal, yeah.
Incredible, right?
And he'll forever be in history for Stan.
Forever. It's in the dictionary now. Did you know that?
What?
Stan.
Stan as the a verb or
yes,
a noun. A noun.
To describe
a fan.
Yeah, like
an adoring fan.
Exactly. Like a dangerous adoring fan.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Like Merriam-Webster?
Yeah. He just told me that the other day.
Is his name in it?
Devin's?
As portrayed by Devin
Wouldn't
Sawa.
That be amazing? I don't
you
know.
You should try to get that done. I know a guy at Merriam.
Good.
I know Merriam.
I'm going to put the two of you together.
Connect us on email. I'll make it happen by the end of the week. Okay, so what is it? What is the show and what's your character? And
This
is like the real press stuff.
Yeah, seriously. Here we go. The
show is about this?
Fiercely devoted mother. Paul and I we're husband and wife. I'm district attorney of San Francisco. She's a news producer, very successful. And our 8-year-old daughter dies in the first episode. And Dev,
spoiler alert.
Well, not really, because we're saying this, because then that's what the show is about.
Sorry. Keep going. What a terrible interviewer. Paul. Yeah, bored. I'm bored. All right, let's move to the next. Topic. Quick. Okay, keep going.
Paul.
You have me. I'm locked in. Keep going.
Scene opens up.
Yeah, exterior shot.
Exterior shots. Exactly right. It's raining. No, the show is a woman trying to fight fate. That's what it is. She is trying to find out why and who killed her daughter, why, and to prevent it from happening. And as she fights against fate, fate fights back. And in that sort of journey for her, she discovers many things that she probably wished that she never would have uncovered, and all in the sort of desperation and the angst of trying to stop what she and only she knows is about to happen in 7 days.
And your character does not know.
I do not. So I just
she
think
keeps
my wife
it from
is,
you.
She does not tell me, and I just
Why?
See that my wife is behaving odd.
Erratically.
Devin Sawa's character as well. They are the only two that are sort of in on it that know that time has done this.
Of course, Devin knows.
Right. I mean,
I'm rolling my eyes right now because Devin would know everything.
Yeah, and I'm exhaling heavily.
Thanks a lot, Devin, for knowing everything and
not
telling it.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
Like always.
I don't even want to get into it anymore.
Okay, so that's what we have to look forward to. We're going to play a game right now called Somewhere Between.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
You ready?
Yes.
You have to say the first thing that comes to your head, though.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Somewhere Between, and then I'm going to say two things, and then you have to say what comes to your head.
Okay.
Somewhere between smelly and rancid.
Farts.
Somewhere between red and blue.
Gray.
Somewhere between lotion and cream.
Oh, a really good time.
Somewhere between a burger and a hot dog.
Barbie.
Somewhere between hungover and brunch.
Yesterday.
Somewhere between first date and marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere between disco and techno.
Oh, man. Roller skates.
Somewhere between John Mayer and Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Somewhere between obnoxious and intolerable.
Craig? I don't even know.
Someone named Craig. He's obnoxious and on the verge of becoming intolerable. Somewhere between tomato and cucumber.
Acid reflex. I don't...
Thank you for playing. This has been the most impressive part of our show thus far. Thank you so much. Teen Wolf, on a more serious note. Teen Wolf, first of all, who are your fans?
Do you know what's funny? They have changed over the years.
Okay.
They really have.
They've gotten more intelligent.
Yes, I think that was
This
always.
Is not a fan bash. This is important. I need to know.
They have gotten older.
Yes. Of course.
Why do you say
As
that?
As fans do. They grow with you, no?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Or are you saying you stayed the same age and they keep getting older?
No, but...
You're saying, okay.
Yeah. It started, our demographic was younger. Our demographic out of the gate was definitely...
Because I guess what I'm getting at is the majority of your fans come from Teen Wolf fans.
Stargate and Teen Wolf. Those really are the two, yeah.
Oh, sorry, and Stargate. Right. Okay. So they started younger.
Stargate was older. They're just unbelievably loyal. Like, I mean, they're just amazing.
But I remember watching Stargate.
No, you don't.
I'm going to watch it again. Yes, I
just
do.
Don't try it. You know, really?
100%.
And I'll tell you exactly why parents started watching it with their kids. Mm. Like, you know, older brother, that sort of, and so that sort of changed, I found, over the 6 years. You know, now it seems to be more, you know, our age. Do you see how I said our age?
Thank you for including me.
No, thank you for letting me include you.
Because I
know.
I didn't.
You could probably.
All right, I'll let you.
How old are you?
32.
I know. I didn't.
What?
Yeah, 32.
Our age.
You could be my son, Will.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is possible.
If what? You had had a baby when you
very
were 15?
Why could that not be possible?
I guess it could.
Thank you very much.
16 and pregnant.
Well, that's not what they would say to me, but yes.
16 and expecting.
Son, let me tell you something.
Actually, yeah, why I brought you in today is so that you could give me a lecture. Well, so you could teach me some things. But I'm sure that you're teaching these lovely ladies, your nieces.
Oh, Will.
I'm sure you teach them a lot.
That would be probably that would be one of my best accomplishments if that came true.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly. That would absolutely make me very happy.
Thanks for bringing them along. I mean, I feel bad. They're just sitting out there.
I left them on the street. Should I have brought them in? Because it is cooler in here. And it is hot out there.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you so much to my guest, J.R. Bourne. Catch Teen Wolf on MTV every Sunday. Catch Somewhere Between on ABC every Monday. What are you going to do the rest of the days of the week? Nothing. You got nothing to do. Sunday and Monday, you got big stuff to do. J.R. Bourne can be found on Instagram at J.R. Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E, 1111. Follow me on Instagram at Will Malnati or Twitter. I throw out a couple funny tweets every once in a while. Check back next week for another big episode of The Drop-In. And I have to always remind you to do this because you always forget. Please subscribe and leave a comment in the Apple Podcast Store. See you next week on The Drop-In. Thanks again to our partner Spoke, SiriusXM's new app that allows you to listen to podcasts, radio programs, and documentaries curated for you. Go to hearspoke.com/@will now.